I saw her, you know, the day it happened. This is what he said every time before erupting into a tale of betrayal and love. The life and lust of Empress Celine Kane was legendary, and her love for the two men a thing of true tragedy that tore asunder the kingdom, nay, not just the kingdom, but as we were later to find out, the world of Kestheim itself. Asunder, the man lighting his pipe right now and trying to look sophisticated is about to regale us with this tale. He is old, weathered, and still one of the finest knights of the realm. The Knights of the Cloven Leaf were an old order of town guards turned mercenaries. Brennan Jagaris was its co-founder. During the War of the Twin Houses of Cobra and Snake, he took to the field as a nobody and somehow came out of the Tower of Emeralds as the man who took the Baron Cadence's head. He sat up and began to speak. He said, "It's true. By the gods, it's true. I know what you're thinking. The knight in rags was her true love. What the two kings say is lies. However, he did kill her. He struck her dead. But I would not besmirch his honor. A terrible affliction claimed her, demonic sorcery. His love or not, she could not be saved. This freeway conflict has ended bitter. The enemies, King Jarius and King Clement, have joined forces in an effort to put us all to the sword. The Coven of the Rat has become this land's scapegoat, and the possessive king and his rapist enemy might save face. Join with me. Make a stand for the people, for the knight in rags, and for the true power in these lands, love and benevolence." Chapter 1. The Boy Who Could Wield Light. It began in Azure Mist Village, which was a whirlpool of blues and icy whites for the buildings. The pond from which the village gained its name was very clear, the most clear yet magically blue water you've ever seen. There were people praying to the pond, asking for forgiveness, knights venerating a statue to Ascariu, the god of purity in the sea. When in the distance there sat a boy, alone, astray, in an alleyway, kicked aside by society. He was tossing rocks at the wall, like a bull, and catching them. When a kind stranger came by, he said, "Takes an age to lose the detail. Bodyguards are a nightmare. Don't suppose you'd ever know. Think on that, boy, you and Mopes. In the safest alleyway in the kingdom, I'd wager anyway."